From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. World powers say they support lifting a UN arms embargo on Libya. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the decision following a multi-nation meeting chaired by the United States and Italy.
Those who engage in acts that threaten Libya's peace and security, or who obstruct or undermine a successful political transition, will face the prospect of sanctions.
John Kerry. The move would help the new Libyan government combat internal security threats and fight the Islamic State group. Dominican Republic President Danilo Medina appears set to win a second term in office. Preliminary returns from Sunday's election give him enough votes to avoid a runoff. Early returns gave him about 62% of the vote, his closest competitor, only about 35%. Final results are expected later today. President-elect of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, says he will ask Congress to bring back the death penalty as a punishment for crimes including rape, robbery, murder, and drug trafficking. Duterte told reporters his preferred method for the executions would be hanging, which he considers to be more humane. He also said he would give police shoot-to-kill orders for organized crime members who violently resist arrest. Islamic State militants have returned to using vehicle-borne improvised explosive devices for a bombing campaign in Baghdad and elsewhere in Iraq. The terrorist group staged 5 attacks Sunday, including one at a natural gas facility north of the capital. Officials say the attacks left more than 100 dead. Iraqi officials say the attacks are signs of IS desperation. This is VOA News. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have stressed economic issues as they try to win votes ahead of Tuesday's Democratic presidential primaries in Oregon and Kentucky. The two states have a similar number of delegates. After Tuesday, the Democrats have no more contests this month, with only voting in the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico before the big slates scheduled for June 7th. Donald Trump says he may end up having a bad relationship with British Prime Minister David Cameron. He reached that conclusion after Mr. Cameron called Trump divisive, stupid, and wrong for proposing a temporary ban on Muslims entering the United States. Nigeria's military says it has arrested members of a militant group calling itself the Niger Delta Avengers. The group says it is behind attacks on oil facilities and has vowed to damage the economy. Chris Stein reports.
The Nigerian military gave no further details about the arrest of members of the group, which says it was behind attacks on pipelines and offshore platforms. Those incidents have cut Nigeria's crude oil production by more than 500,000 barrels per day. On its website, the group lists a range of demands, including an extension of an amnesty program and the cleanup of areas polluted by oil spills. If they do not get their way, they threaten to zero the economy. Chris Stein, Lagos.
The South African ruling party's spokesman is accusing the U.S. government of trying to undermine South Africa's government. Anita Powell reports.
The last time a top South African politician accused the U.S. government of trying to foment regime change, in February, the U.S. ambassador laughed it off. But diplomats from both countries are no longer laughing at renewed allegations from the African National Congress. This time, party spokesman Zizi Kodwa told local media the U.S. government is trying to undermine the democratically elected government. Representatives from both governments were quick to refute his claims. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
The U.S. Supreme Court avoided a major ruling Monday on a legal challenge by some Christian nonprofit employers to a mandate under the Affordable Care Act to provide female workers with birth control. The high court sent the cases back to lower courts for further review. The U.S. Congress is set this week to consider several measures to fund research into the vaccine for the Zika virus, as well as a plan to control mosquitoes that spread that disease. Critics are sharply attacking a sweeping new edict from President Barack Obama's administration that transgender students in the United States must be allowed to use bathrooms that match their gender identity. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said his state would fight the edict, saying the president is not a king and cannot rewrite the Civil Rights Act. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson is recommending school districts in his state disregard the order. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.